Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 26th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a joy to prepare and now share this message as we reflect on our day yesterday, our Christmas Eve service. Which was the day before yesterday, but we're still reflecting on yesterday. You may notice today Brooksine has a cold. And actually, she wrote today's message based on an experience we had at our church's Christmas Eve service two nights ago. I believe it will bless you. We titled the message, Glorifying the Lord. The scripture text, which I will read today, is from Luke chapter 1, 46 to 49. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble estate of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name.
I had the role of planning and leading our Christmas Eve service. In the beginning, I invited the little children to come forward to the manger setting on the platform to play the role of the shepherds, Joseph and Mary. A three-year-old visitor, without hesitation, came forward, and at my invitation, she sat down on Mary's three-legged stool right next to baby Jesus in the manger. Well, three-year-old Tirza immediately marched right up the steps behind her. She reached right into the manger to remove baby Jesus, and she lovingly cuddled him throughout the song, Away in a Manger. The congregation found this impromptu live nativity to be a charming event. Following the service, I was stepping down the steps on the platform when I met little Tirza with the absolute intention of climbing the big people steps to make her way back to the wooden stool we had set up earlier for Mary. She sat right down on the stool and once again lifted baby Jesus out of the manger and gave him tender love and attention. This time no one was looking on. In fact, the people left pretty quickly so they could get to other Christmas Eve activities. And that got me to thinking. Tirza didn't want the role of Mary so others could watch her and whisper, isn't she adorable? She took her position after others left because that's where her heart remained during the entire service. We had an abundance of scripture narration, Christmas carols, pastor's meditation, communion, and the candle lighting service, but Tirza must have been thinking of baby Jesus lying there in a manger all by himself while we were busy with all the other Christmas Eve activities. Her innocent, childlike affection for the newborn babe is a lesson for all of us who get busy with the multitude of the season's activities, but we unintentionally leave baby Jesus all alone in his manger. Our love and affection can be shown to him by reading his word and endearing it to our heart. And like Mary, though she didn't understand everything she was told, she chose to treasure up all these things and ponder them in her heart.
Well, we are at the dawn of a new year, but we're often challenged to make New Year's resolutions. In this new year, we challenge you to treasure your relationship with Christ, just as little Tirza treasured the baby Jesus, actually, of course, a doll. Don't leave your Bible on a shelf only to be pulled down when others might take notice or as you go to church. Read it daily. Ponder its meaning for your life. Search for the hidden truths and most especially, apply the message to your heart and life. Hopefully, your Bible will show plenty of wear, not because of abuse, but because of daily use. It is through the faithful reading of the Holy Scriptures and daily prayers that we will be able to rejoice and proclaim, like Mary, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name.
Let's all pray together. Father, we confess that it is often, and usually, easier to be busy about your kingdom than it is to sit at the feet of the King. Intensify our desire to set aside a segment of each day to be a sacred time with you, so that we faithfully read your holy word and prayerfully commune with you. It is in communion with you that we grow in our love and devotion, and we become mindful of the great things you do for us. You are the Mighty One who is at work in our lives. Your name is holy. Amen. Let me just add a an additional note today. Lou, who was on the decorating committee, had placed the manger in a corner near the nursery over the past weeks. When she prepared to bring it out for the manger scene on Christmas Eve, she told me she noticed how baby Jesus had been rearranged in his bed. Well, my guess is that little Tirsa had been caring for the baby while others had simply filed past, taking little notice. No wonder she felt that she had a right to be caring for this Christ child when the manger was finally brought out for all to see on Christmas Eve.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the story. You may have noticed she has had a cold the last couple of days and kind of struggled to get through today's message, but I think she did just fine. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos on the site today, including one I took Christmas Eve of Tirsa up there on the platform, as mentioned, following the service, holding the doll of the baby Jesus. Also, we had a wonderful time Christmas Eve following a service with some friends of ours, Stan and Deb Miller, and I have a neat picture of their 1800s farmhouse all lit up with candles. It's very pretty, along with an arrangement of candles they had just as you walked into their house the other night. Today I also want to acknowledge some friends of ours, Ken and Dorothy Bechtel. They celebrate their 65th wedding anniversary today. In fact, they were married the day after Christmas in 1943. Earlier this week, Brooksine, Esther, and I stopped by to visit them. It's a real joy, and we follow that scriptural exhortation from Hebrews 13, verse 4, that states, marriage should be honored by all, and certainly on the occasion of a 65th anniversary. But we do have several songs suggested today, and one last time, we have the link up to our Christmas newsletter. And we would welcome you if you'd like to take a look at it. We've had a lot of our folks read it, kind of give a little chronicle of our past year and what we're up to. And the newsletter will remain up, but we will be taking the link and picture off beginning next week. We do expect to travel next week. We hope to get as many of these messages out as possible. But there are always issues, it seems, on the road. It could be internet access. It could be scheduling, where we may be a bit spotty. We have several songs posted today, including a beautiful guitar instrumental version of that song alluded to in the message that we began our Christmas Eve service with, Away in a Manger, as well as several others that may bless you. Thanks for joining us today. May you be faithful to the Lord, and may you be encouraged.